He was supposed to leave this morning at 9 o'clock, and it's been raining pretty hard down here for the last 3 or 4 days. And the Vopar plane that was supposed to pick him up flew on by and didn't stop, I guess, because we got a message that they went on into Saigon. Well, we had a cargo plane come in about 1 o'clock, and we got him aboard that, and he went on down to Saigon. I hope if he made connections at the right time, he would probably be up in Hong Kong tonight. He was supposed to leave here at 4:30 this afternoon. Well, he's gone, and as I told you before, I'm all alone in this big house. I got to lock the doors and defend the place myself. But I guess I won't need to worry about the defenses. They seem to have the VC on the run all out here in the bush. And they've had this Russell Beach operation going on. You might have read about Quan Nai in the papers. We've generated 15,000 refugees or something like that. And it's been a pretty successful deal. As far as the refugees, I really don't know whether they have any VC. They only got about 180 VC captured, I think. I don't know how many they caught down in the bunkers. But they've got a pretty sharp VC outfit they're fighting against out there, but they got 5,000 Marines and soldiers. They ought to have enough to do the job. Tet's coming up in this country about the 17th. Tet starts, and I think there's, 16th. There's about 4 days officially of Tet. But the people now, I don't think this year, are going to be too free about getting off for vacations. I think everybody's going to be alert in case the VC want to take another crack at us. I don't think, personally, the VC have got any strength to do it. But they might try. They've got a... I don't know what's coming out of the peace talks yet. Certainly nothing that give them a... any reasons to give us any reason to believe they're going to take it easy on us. Well, let's see. What else is so exciting today in this past? I thought I had some. Oh, I went to Da Nang. I told you about that, though. I've been back from Da Nang. And here's a little item of interest that comes from the operation of my office. I told you that Henry Plummer, the finance man that I had, was sent to Wei. Well, I finally decided to send him to Wei permanently, and they sent us a replacement of a dude that isn't very sharp, and he hasn't been doing too good. So the replacement, they came down, one of the bosses came down from Da Nang the other day, and my boss had a talk with him, and he said, we'd rather not have this replacement, that Carl take care of the job until you send us a suitable man. All right, the guy said, that's fine. So they're going to transfer that old boy out of here, and Carl is going to have to be the finance officer from now on. But it isn't any too big a thing if I can be with the money all the time. That's fine. I can do that with ease. It's only when I have a million other things to do that this thing gets shifting around and gets too big a burden. But I'll take care of it, and I'll handle everything, and I'm sure that we won't get in too much trouble. I hope not, anyway. But I guess I better sing you a little song tonight. I haven't thought of one. I think I'll sing you Girl of My Dreams, I Love You. Okay? Ready? Girl of my dreams, I love you. Honest I do. You are so sweet. If I could just hold your charms again in my arms, then life would be complete. Since you've been gone, dear, life don't seem the same. Please come back again. And after all said and done, there's only one girl of my dreams. It's Florence, baby, Florence, baby, how I love you, Flossie, baby, you're the one for me, Flossie, tell me you'll be mine, Flossie. How do you like that, kid? That'll probably rock you back. Anytime you want a little bit of entertainment, just take one of the tapes that old Carly sent you, and it'll keep you amused for some time to come. Too bad I don't know any good jokes to pass on, but we don't have any good joke tellers out here, and it's just one of those things that people, I think the dirty joke has gone by my generation. It must be in some other generation I never hear of. Well, let's see. I didn't get to go to church today because I was trying to get my boss out on an airplane. And I guess the good Lord will forgive me. I'll get there next Sunday, I'm sure. Anyway, I think them good thoughts, and I send along thoughtful prayers to Florence. And as you said in your letter, you get the feeling sometimes when I'm feeling good that you're feeling good too. And I send my thoughts around, and I'm sure, baby, that you get to feel them, and you can feel me close to you probably right now as I talk and have this big warm feeling flooding my heart. You might feel me away over there in old Boulder, Colorado. I don't know what time it is. It's 9 here. It'll be 9. It'll be 9 in the morning. It'll be about 6. It'll be maybe 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning over there. But you probably have a dream of old Carly standing by your bed and putting his hand down and pressing your brow and reaching down and giving you a nice sweet kiss on your pretty little lips. There. And you'll just hug your pillow and sleep so sweetly and smile so sweetly and go right to sleep again. Wake up real refreshed in the morning, and the morning will be Sunday, and you'll just take it easy and have a good time and know that old Carly loves you very much. He sure does, honey. He loves you with all his heart and all his soul and all his being. And so, as I come to the end of this tape and this little letter, I guess you know for sure how I feel about Florence. And you know that as long all my life, as long as I'm able to breathe and think, my old heart beats, it'll beat for no one but the sweetest girl in all the world. And so, honey, this is Sunday, the second day of February. I'll tell you goodbye again before the tape runs out. And I love you very much. And pat my little dog and tell all my friends howdy. Tell them everything's fine in Quan Nai. And we're going to win in Vietnam. It's a positive thing. and I think they know it too. So goodbye, baby. Tell your sister I said hello, and all the cousins, and all your relatives. Good night, sleep sweet and tight. Well, I will sleep tonight myself, honey. I'll study a little while.